I'm absolutely delighted that the county is going to benefit to the tune of 1.1 million from Minister Heather Humphreys through the Town and Village Renewal Scheme. Four critical projects. The first of them and the biggest in terms of financial support is enhancement of the square in Ennisdiamond. Ennisdiamond in recent years has prospered as an attractive tourist destination. It is a destination town. We've seen huge investment from government in terms of digital hubs, in terms of streetscape, a new community school, walkways along the River Ina, and other further developments in the town. The 495,000 that's going to be spent upgrading the square will be a huge advantage to the town. It will knit a lot of what's happened already together, and it will be a focal point. It'll be a recreational area and an area within the town where people can spend time in an open space. I think it'll complement the town and what has been achieved in Ennisdiamond already very significantly, and I very much welcome it and look forward to the finished product when we do see it, hopefully within the next 12 to 18 months. Other projects that are critical for rural development and County Clare as well is the 193,000 being invested in the old church in Labbéshead. The old church in Labbéshead is now a community facility. It's a hub. It's vibrant. There's activity there every day of the week. I have visited it, and I've seen the huge pride that the community have in the facility. However, it does need critical infrastructural investment in terms of its roof and other areas. This 195,000 will ensure that all of this infrastructural work that's needed will be completed, and that the facility will be there for future generations to enjoy. And it will continue to be the heartbeat of the village of Labbéshead. Quirn is getting 221,000 to locate the cottage market in a permanent venue and to upgrade the very historical railways in the town and the village, and that has to be welcome. And indeed, Killaloe is going to see its green space in the centre of the town upgraded, enhanced. It's a very significant historical value, and it's also a very strong in terms of biodiversity, and green spaces are important. Killaloe is a beautiful village, and this green space will complement what the attractions and the beauty that already are in Killaloe. Overall, another 1.1 million invested through the Rural Redevelopment Fund, the €1 billion fund that the government made available a number of years ago. Clare has done exceptionally well out of it, and we have seen huge developments right throughout the county. And these four projects will just enhance our tourism offering to people who come and visit the area, and indeed the people who live here all the time. So it's very welcome.
Of course, these are the successful applicants from 2023. This government's term will end in February of next year. There's still applications in from 2024, so there's a possibility that further Clare projects can benefit from this funding.
The great thing about town and village renewal is it's in partnership with the local authority and indeed community groups. We will see these projects up and running and the money spent, which is what government want to see. When that money is allocated, they want to see it spent. There are many more villages in County Clare that hopefully will benefit from town and village renewal going forward. The one good thing about County Clare is when there are monies allocated to various projects, they're spent. And that creates a good relationship with the department. And, you know, the huge value from a community, from a tourist, from a visitor perspective of these facilities is enormous, because we want to keep tourists in our county for as long as possible. We have too many day tourists who come on a bus to the Cliffs of Moher and to the Burn and then leave. But the more we enhance our communities, places like Kilfenora, Liston Varna, Ennisdiamond, Loophead, down around Quern, Cross Cree, all of these areas. When we invest in these areas, people are more likely to spend longer in the area. And it's all about bed nights and keeping people and visitors in the area as long as possible. So I think from a tourism perspective, a visitor perspective, and indeed from the perspective of people who come and live in our community full time, and for the people who have lived there for generations, these developments just make the place a more enjoyable place to live.
And just finally on that then, Martin, the next bit of excitement for the communities where this funding has been, where the funding has been granted, is watching these works come to life. Do we know, do any contracts have to go out to tender, or can boots be expected on the ground very soon in Ennis Diamond, Labbaishéide, Quern and Killaloe?
Well, the application process is usually very detailed, and the local authority put forward very detailed plans. So I imagine a lot of work, a lot of preparatory work has been done already. So I sincerely hope that we will see movement either towards the end of this year or certainly early next year to get these projects up and running. I know that the community in Labbaishéide are eager, willing and ready to move forward as quickly as possible. And certainly I know that Clare County Council will want to enhance the square in Ennis Diamond as quickly as possible, and similarly as well in Quern and Killaloe.